and I believe on in the guest room there. We have a bed that looks like a king size bed, and it's actually two twin beds that fit right together, and yet when you want to make them up, you just swing them out to the side. She bought from somebody, traded with them or something. I don't know, she got them somewhere down.
What kind of cover, top cover, do you put on a bed like that?
You mean to keep you warm?
Well, you want to make it fancy like the bolster, you
said. Oh, just a spread, they call it. That's all I've ever heard.
But to keep you warm,
comforts and blankets. Because we like the very lightweight blankets that are real warm. They're made by a friend of ours in Houston. Most of them were called, they called the firm, the Three Weavers. These three men came out of the war and they went in the business, in the weaving business, and they called themselves the Three Weavers.
And they still make them?
And very often we get seconds that you can't find. I can't find anything wrong with them. They call them seconds and they sell them about half price. We just tell Bill, we want some of your seconds. And like certain colors if you got them. He usually has exactly what we want.
Well, you know, you call this the wood box here?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you were a child, did you have some kind of little...
Had a box that you put wood in, which is where the name came from.
Either this is really sort of built in. Well, what about a small building? Did you ever have a small building that you'd keep wood in?
Okay.
What would you call something like that?
Wood house. Just a wood house. And very often we have a rack for wood. I have one out here that happens to be covered. I just don't want my wood wet, so... I put it under a little shed, a little lean-to shed on this. When I had a foreman living here, that was my ranch office out there. And on the back side of that is a rack that we put wood in.
A rack? Is that just like a wood house or something?
Mm-hmm. And support it so it doesn't fall over. Just stack your wood, one piece on top of the other.
Well, and earlier, I wanted to ask you, I was curious, you said you bought your wood in cords, but a cord, a piece of wood in the cord would be too long to put in the fireplace, wouldn't it?
Oh yeah, you'd bring it, your cord was 4 feet wide, 4 feet tall, and 8 feet long. That's a cord of wood. We'd bring it in, just stack all of it in a long stack, and the man would come in with a gasoline engine running a saw, and you'd cut it whatever length you wanted, usually about 2 feet in length.
Would he have something to set it up on?
Just a rack, and he'd just push it into the saw, and he'd cut it off. He'd pull it back, shift that wood over, and
so he'd
cut it in a hurry.
You'd call the thing, you put it in the rack?
Just a rack, it worked it into the saw.
Would that be like an X-shaped kind of thing?
No, it was just a flat, sort of flat table with a tilt on it.
Did you have one of those X-shaped things that you know?
Yeah. That was usually the, that's where you cut it by hand.
Oh, yes.
What did they call them?
Did they ever call that anything like a sawbuck or a sawhorse or anything like that? A burr?
It might have been a sawbuck. That sounds sort of familiar. Saw horse.